The 2016 presidential election. There are multiple reasons why Trump won the 2016 election, including the lack of popularity of his opponent, Hillary Clinton. But it was his ability to connect with a particular demographic of the US population that typically stays home on election day that contributed most to his victory. Working class, non-college educated, white male voters were the key to Trump's election. Trump successfully appealed to these citizens with his rhetoric, claiming that the liberal media was the enemy of the people for spreading fake news. While the spread of false or misleading information through social media is certainly a serious contemporary problem, what Trump typically refers to as fake news can more accurately be described as actual news that is just critical of him. During his campaign, Trump decried political correctness and became famous for insulting his opponents with crass nicknames like Crooked Hillary. Because of his celebrity status, Trump had a significant advantage over his opponents as he received more media coverage, especially from the conservative media company Fox News. However, even non-conservative media outlets like CNN devoted significantly more time to Trump during his presidential campaign than his opponents. The reason for this was viewers from both ends of the political spectrum were attracted to his unscripted ranting campaign speeches. Since media companies profit from viewership, Trump received millions of dollars worth of free advertising, which contributed immensely to his increasing popularity. His speeches were more entertaining than informative, and this got a lot of otherwise politically indifferent citizens interested in Trump and his message. Trump focused on issues of illegal immigration into the United States, the rise of Islamic terrorism around the world, and the loss of American jobs to overseas during his campaign speeches. He effectively branded his campaign promise to "Make America Great Again" with his signature red baseball cap, which Trump wore throughout his campaign. Trump's slogan, "Build the Wall," referring to his plan to build a concrete wall along the southern border of the United States to block illegal immigration from Mexico, became one of his most popular campaign promises. At first seen as a joke, the Trump campaign quickly gained support among key demographic areas with the support of the media's hunger for viewers. Trump marketed himself as a Washington outsider and someone who would improve the lives of the everyday working American that felt left behind and forgotten by an ever-changing and increasingly globalized society. His populist message and the role that populism played in the 2016 presidential election was a crucial element of Trump's victory. But what is populism exactly? This term has grown in popularity recently and has been applied to contemporary political movements all over the world, in particular Western Europe and the Americas. The term populism may be used as an insult for some or a badge of honour for others, as populist leaders are found on either ends of the political spectrum. A basic explanation of the concept of populism is the practice of politicians or political groups speaking on behalf of the people, against the established political powers or the elite. For populists, the people are the pure and good people fighting against an unjust and corrupt system. They come from a particular socio-economic class whose traditional values are being challenged and often appeal to a sense of victimhood by seeing themselves as the underdog in the conflict. For populists, the elite is comprised of the established political powers, which the people view as their enemy that must be defeated. Members of the elite are not limited to politicians, however. The upper class and the media are often combined with the political establishment to form a supposedly homogeneous entity known as the elite. Anti-elitism is the defining feature of any populist movement, and this ideology was effectively invoked by Donald Trump during his 2016 presidential election campaign. Trump gained massive popularity during his campaign by appealing to voters with a strong populist message. He repeatedly claimed that he would fix the problems within the government and drain the swamp in Washington by removing corrupt politicians. He attacked the press openly by claiming that the fake news reported by the liberal media was the enemy of the people. This message appealed strongly to working class, non-college educated, white male voters who turned out in numbers not seen in previous elections to swing the vote in key battleground states, securing Trump's majority in the Electoral College and his victory in the 2016 election.